In yesterday's shiur, we had ended off with a story about anger, the whole story with Ula, where he was with these very rough people from Bnei Chozoi, and one killed the other one. And then when he related the story to Rabbi Yochanan, they do the right things. Rabbi Yochanan says, how could this happen in Eretz Yisrael? So Ula answered back, no, we hadn't yet crossed the Yarden. We were still in Chutz La'aretz, therefore it could have happened. So on this, there's a comment from Michtav Meliyahu. Dessler writes, this is brought down in Chelek Gimel, Kuf Tzadi Vov. Says Rav Dessler, Tzarech Bir, got to ask a question. Nowadays, due to our misfortune, we find people who become angry and kill in Eretz Yisrael. So how could it be? So there was people, even though they were angry, they could hold it in. They wouldn't get angry. Velo yachlul his dardar lematzav shel ritzich. They never come to murder. Mashein came bedoreinu bedor ikvizad mashicha, which is not true. Says Rav Dessler, in our generation, ikvizad mashicha nismatu halavavos ad shafel hamadrega. Our hearts are been lessened, brought on a very low level. We don't sense the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael the way we should. Afecholze gam ato anu moitzim b'segulas Eretz Yisrael bitochon u'manucha nafshis yoisim mechutz la'aretz. But nevertheless, we still have more security and tranquility in Eretz Yisrael than in chutz la'aretz. Eretz Yisrael boitchim b'nisim, relying on miracles. Afila ke'ele, even those people shelo zochel or hamunu, even the people who have not yet religious. Hapachad yoisir katan al af hasakonos, af hasakonos. So there's even though there's danger, there's less fear. Ela zuhi mi birchas eretz hakodesh. This is one of the special unique brachos of Eretz Yisrael that you could have that. That's what Rav Dessler writes. Let's continue now in the Gemara. It's continuing this discussion of anger. It says Amar Rabbi Barbar huna kol hakoyis afilu shachina eina chashuva kenegdo. Anybody gets angry, the Shechina, he doesn't even think about. Shneemar, Roshuk, Gova, Apo, Bal Yidroish, Ein Elokim, Kol, Mezimosov. Right? The wicked one, when he's in the height of his anger, he says, there's no God. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Midifti, Omar, Meshakeach, Talmudo, Umoisif, Tipshus. He forgets his learning and he becomes a fool. Shneemar, Kikas, Vecheik, Kisilim, Yanuach. Anger rests in the laps of fools. Pasuk in Koheles, Ksiv Kasil Yifroish Iveles. A fool like unfolds his folly. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar BeYadua Shavanosav Merubim is Zuchuyosav. We know that a person who gets angry that he has more sins than Zuchuyos. Shneemar Oval Chema Rav Pasha. A wrathful man has a lot of transgressions, a lot of sins. The Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara brings down kol hakoyis roihu. Anybody who gets angry, it's appropriate. Shekol mei hayisurim v'hatzarus hishem chazal legehinim. All types of afflictions are compared to gehinim, right? Sheish l'tubo b'chayev be'olam hazeh. You suffer all of them in this world. Eluhein dikdo ganiyos, being poor, cholim ayim, intestines will be upset. Nosim toivim noso, he's going to have creditors. Yeshlo ishara, have a bad wife. All these things, he says that it's he's deserving of it. There's an interesting idea that Rabbi Nachman Breslov has in Sefer Hamidos. He says, "Hakas mazik leparnasa lashirus." That anger harms a person's parnasa and their wealth. When the Yetzirah is urging a person to try to become angry, yoda ki b'shasha zu, at this moment, omdin lahashpia lo min shemaim shefa. In Shemaim, they want to give a tremendous amount of abundance to you, person. And the Yetzirah wants to prevent this from coming to him, so tries to get a person angry. Yaakov Mershechter Shlita writes in one of his svarim that the idea is that it comes through the same pipeline. The Shefa and the Kas come through the same channel, Min HaShemayim. So a person has to choose. Right now, when they feel that anger, if they take the anger path, then the Shefa can't come in. But if they push away the anger and they focus on the brachas, then that allows a tremendous Shefa to come into the world. Rabbi Nachman also says, Al Yidei HaKas, Sona V'Oivav Sholtim Olav. That when a person gets angry, his enemies will rule over him. So this is one of the famous sugyas in, there's other places as well, but here's in the Dharm is one of the important discussions about how bad Kas is. Okay, one more point on this before we get to the next subject. Omer of Ada b'Rabbi Chanina Yilmal Lo Chato Yisroel Lo Nitan Lehem El Chamisha Chum Sheitora V'Seif Yeshua Bilvad. If the Klal Yisrael hadn't sinned, they would have gotten just the Chumash and Sefer Yehoshua. So why do we need Sefer Yehoshua? She'erka shel Eretz Yisrael hu. Because it goes through the divisions of Eretz Yisrael, for which Shvatim get which part of land. But all the other Nevi'im Rishonim, Nevi'im Achronim, right? So that's just talking about how Klal Yisrael upset Hashem. So my timer, what's the reason, what's the hint for this? Ki b'rov chochma rav kas. With a lot of wisdom, there's a lot of anger. It's all the wisdom that the Klal Yisrael has from Chumash, from Tanakh, is a result because we angered Hashem. Okay, now we're going to talk about other things, the types in the Nedarim that were not matir. So Omer of Asi, Ein nizkakin le'elokei Yisrael. We don't pay attention to get rid of a neder, do a she'el if a person says the name Elokei Yisrael, because that's a very serious thing that they said. Chutz, with the exception of the following case, Mikonam ishti nehenesli shagonvo eskisi shehikso esbini. Benefit from eskonam for my wife, because she stole my wallet, or she hit my son. Vinod, and then becomes known, Shalo Ganva, Vashlohikoso. She didn't steal, she didn't hit the sun. So in this case, that we would do She'el on that, because it was a mistake, right? But in other cases, when a person would say Elokei Yisrael, we wouldn't necessarily get out of it so easy. The Meforish actually says here, Chutz mikonam ishti nehenesli, Vafilu nodab Elokei Yisrael, She'ein ishti nehenesli, Nizkakin lahatilo. Lefisha Omer Torah, like it says in the Torah about the parsha of Sota, Shemisha Nichta beKedusha Yimoche, my name that was written with Kedusha will be erased. Al Hamayim beYadayim Laslo Shalom Bein Ish LeIshto. Right, in order to make peace, the Shem Hashem is erased in the Sota procedure. LaKol Shekin Hay Neder. So certainly for this Neder, Inada beElokei Yisrael Shehu Lashon Neder. He took the Lashon, but he should still. Annul it for the way the Mefarish is learning, because it's like a Shalom Bias. The Ran, about halfway down, more so I guess, says nearly dechik amar chutz mikonam ishti mishum deikatarte kama. There's two things here. Number one, Shalom Beiso, Shalom Bias, like we saw from the Mefarish. Ve'od ahave ke'ein nidresh gargos. It's like a mistaken nether. He took it in false. He said the whole reason he was like, he thought his wife stole, he thought his wife hit his kid, and it comes out that that never happened. The Gemara now tells a story. Hahi da asoy lekai midr of Asi. There's a woman who came before of Asi. Amar Lon, he said, "B'mai nadros. What lashon did you use when you took a neder? Be Elokei Yisrael, right?" She says, "I took the neder using Elokei Yisrael." Amar Lon, so he said back to E nadros b'mohi. If you would have used the word mohi, shehi kinui ba'alma, just a substitute. I would have listened to your request, and I would have been mad to the neder. But since you didn't use the lashon of Nohi, El Belkei Yisrael, but used the very serious lashon Hashem, the God of the Jewish people, Lo Miz Dakik Na Loch. I'm not going to listen to you. We're not going to attend to your request and be mad to the neder. Rav Kahana Iklo Levei Rav Yosef. Another servant, Kahana came to the house of Rav Yosef. Amalei, Rav Yosef said to him, Lita marmidi, come eat something. So Amalei said back to him, Lo marikula, lo ta'imnoli le. Nope, by the master of everything, I'm not going to eat. So Amalei, Rav Yosef said back to him, Lo marikula, lo ta'imas le. Nope, by the master of all, you're not going to eat it. Was hanichel Rav Kahana da Amar lo marikula. I understand Rav Kahana said, by the master, I'm not going to eat it. That makes sense. El Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef, Amai Omer Lomari Kula. Why did he say, by the master of all, you're not going to eat it? Like, well, what's the purpose of his neder? So, Hochi Huka Omer Le. This is what he said to him. Lomari Kula. No, by the master of all, you're not going to eat it. Huda Ka Omrat. This is what you said. Hilkach Lo Te'imas Le. You can't eat from it, since a neder taken in such a serious way is never going to be able to, you can't be mad to that. Amarava Amarav Nachman Hilchasa Poischin Bacharata Vinizkakin Elokei Yisrael. The halacha is that we allow them to make a Pesach based upon a for Charata. We do that, and one could pay attention and occupy ourselves with a request to be Matar Neder, in which you use the phrase Elokei Yisrael. The Morag is now going to go through and discuss different ways that we could try to prompt and make a person feel the regret. Mishtabach le Rava le Rav Nachman b'Rav Schora. The Adam Gadolhu. Rava was saying how great Rav Schora was to Rav Nachman. This is an Adam Gadol. Amrlo, so Rav Nachman says, Kishiyav liyadcha, when Rav Schora comes to him, Hevyehu liyadi, you should bring him to me. Havale nidra lemishrei. So Rav Schora had a neder that he wanted to be shoyel, be matir neder. So also the kaimed of Rav Nachman, so he came to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, who was trying to be matir the neder for him, Amrlo, he says, Nadra as adaita dehochi. Did you take the neder with such and such a thing in your mind? Amrlo in says, yeah, I did. Okay, so Rav Nachman wasn't matir's neder. Adaita dehochi, well, he has another idea. Well, what about this? Did you have this in mind? A different possibility. In says, yes, yeah, I did. Kamazimnin ikpad. Kamazim. This happened many times. Meaning, Rav Nachman's like trying to give him a suggestion. He goes, no, I had that in mind. What about this? I had that in mind. So ikpid Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman got upset because he seemed like the Schor was making it, you know, unnecessarily difficult for him to be mocked to the nether. So Amalei Rav Nachman says to him, Zil lekilech. Go to your kilech, is your tent. Meaning, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Get out of here. So Nafak Rav Schora uposa pischel nafshe. Rav Schora went out and he made the following opening for himself. He found out he could be matineder based upon Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Omer, right? This is about Rabbi Huda Nasi. Eze he derech yeshara shiyavelo la'adam. What's the proper path that a person should choose in life? Kol shi teferes lo se'av, teferes lo min ha'adam. Right, it's something that it's a glory to the one who does it. It's a glory to his fellow man. V'hashte ikpid Rav Nachman, but the fact that I made such a neder and that made Rav Nachman upset, adaita l'hochi, because there's lo nadri. I didn't make a neder on that. I didn't know I was going to do that. Ushro l'nafshe, and therefore he was mater the neder. So if the Ran over here now is on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. On the second line, Lo Shiati Rav Schora La'atzmo. No, says the Ran, it's not Pshat Rav Schora was mat the neder for himself. The Hakaimelan Lo Yachad Dvar. Right, you can't do that. Who Ein Mecha? He himself can't do it. Ela Shematza Pesach Shehu Yoch Lios Nitarlo. He found an opening that someone else could be mat the neder for him. Kol Shi Tiferes La Oseh. Anything that's a splendor of a beauty for the one who does it. Shehi Mitzad Atzmo Mishubachas. Ad shehiti feres lo adam ha oise osa. It should be something that's pleasant for the one who does such a thing. Petiferes lo min ha adam, and it should make joy to, you know, splendor for other people. Shakol mekalsin oisabo. Everyone's going to praise him because of this. V'har asach Rav Nachman got angry. Loimar means lo nedarti al dash yichos Rav Nachman. I never took a neder that I knew was going to upset Rav Nachman. Ela tehei derech yisharal sheech is oso. Right. Shlotzeder, that's not the way to make him happy, right? It upset him. V'chihai gavna, in this case, lo mikri nola. That's not called nola. D'shchich, d'liirsach, gavra rabba, k'rav nachman, almi, sh'nodar neder, chazak kolkach, v'daita d'kol hani mili. So because of that, that what created the opening for him to get out of it. Okay, Gemara tells a similar story. Rav Shimon, b'rebi, havalei nidra l'mishra. So Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, had a neder he wanted to be matir. Also, the kaim mid the rabbanon, so he came before the rabbanon in order to be matan neder for him. So Amri Lei, they said to him, Nodras adaita dehochi. Did you have this following thing in mind, this fact in mind when you made the neder? Amri in, he said, yeah, adaita dehochi. Another possibility to have this in mind. In, yeah. So kamazinin. This happened many times on the top of Chav Gimel. Vahave mitztare rabbanon mishimsha letula umitula leshimsha. The Chachamim were so upset that they couldn't be matted the nether. They spent such a long time of it, they moved from sun to shade, and then from the shade back to the sun. Yeah, the Mefarsh over here on the top says, Havi noisin mishemesh letzel, umitzel leshemesh, merov tuba. They spent such a long time like working on this. Shlohaya yodim leima dover pesach lecharotos. They couldn't find any way to be matter neder for this, right? They were so agitated at the fact. So someone explained, no, that the Rabbanim were in like a building that had only, you know, part of it was on a roof. So in the early morning and in the late afternoon, right, when the heat the sun wasn't so strong, so they sat in the open area. In the middle of the day, they went to the covered section, right? Meaning the Rabbanim spent all day on trying to get out of this, right? From the open area back, which was exposed within the early morning, then to the shade in the middle of the day, and then back to the other area, which was exposed in the late afternoon. That's the way the Maharsha learns it, but you see a similar thing where they spend such a long time trying to get away out of this neder. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we'll pick it up from here on the second line with the next shear.